Dave Moore
on Today FM
podcast
of the day
on Today FM.
Right, time for Match of the Dave on Today FM, where we celebrate all your sporting achievements, everything you've done, everything you're about to do, any kind of activity at all. We want to shout it out. We're kicking things off today with Sonia Nevin, who witnessed history over the weekend. Tell us all about it, Sonia.
Ulster Rugby League history was made on Saturday, the 18th of May, when Virginia Rugby Club's under-14s, under-16s and under-18 boys each won their provincial league titles, and Virginia Rugby Club became the first club in Ulster to ever achieve this treble. Huge congratulations to all three teams and their coaches on this fantastic achievement. Huge thanks to everyone who travelled up to the Meadowbank Stadium in Maharafelt to see the games. A very special mention for the under-18 team, and in particular my son Cahill, who captained the team in their 53-3 victory over Clare Valley. Thanks, Sonia, the hooker's mom. Come on, Virginia.
On, Virginia, legends! We'll head to the sunny southeast now and to Martina Levingston. Who are you giving a shout out to, Martina?
Congratulations to the under 14A team from Gorey Celtic in Gorey County Wexford, who won their league on Wednesday night.
Go on, the Gorey legends, fair play to you. Now, proud uncles Johnny, Christopher, Kevin, John and Jeff have all been on together to tell us about Thomas Tucker Morrissey from Clonbillogue in Offaly, who'll be a mascot for Leinster Rugby this weekend. Come on, Tucker! We're going west now to Ennis, where Rui is looking forward to a very big night. What's going on?
Want to wish the Lifford under 13 boys soccer team the best of luck against Tulla United Football Club under 13s in the Clare Schoolboys League tonight in Ennis.
Best of luck to all the Clare lads. We're going further south now to Douglas in Cork to a very stressed out mammy in traffic. Lisa, who are you cheering for?
Can you give a big shout out to Skull Baronet from Monkstown, County Cork, who are playing their neighbouring school, Star of the Sea, in the Skeena Skull Camogie final, and it's the first time in the history of Skull Baronet that we've a Camogie team in a final. From Lisa, who's rushing through the traffic in Douglas, Cork to get there.
Hope thanks. It all works out for you. Thanks, Lisa. And finally, we're sticking with Skeena Skull and sticking with Cork, but Susan O'Donovan was on to congratulate the Ballantoutas National School in East Cork, who won their Skeena Skull final on Tuesday after playing their hearts out. But not only that, the school also produced their own song to cheer the team on. Have a listen to this.
Ballantoutas, it's the place to be. We're the loudest, yeah, we make a scene. Come against us, you'll regret it. We're the best, so don't forget it. Ballantoutas, it's the place to be. We're the
song. What an achievement, lads. Fair play.
Dave Moore
on Today FM
podcast.